Maybe it says P for plane, same as the book. When she looks up, Ned and Andrew have gone. She toddles across the damp asphalt, sees the steps she climbed yesterday with Mum. That's the way to school, the way the boys must have gone. She climbs the steps. At the top is a lumpy road. It goes both ways. No boys. Which way did they go? Which way did Mum go yesterday? Jenna doesn't know. She's trailing along the lumpy road under dripping trees, grizzling, when a woman comes out of a doorway and looks at her.
What's the matter, Lovie? Lost your mum?
Ned's left me, sniffles Jenna. I don't know the way to school.
Well, no need to be all upset, Lovie. Here.
She mops Jenna's cheeks with a tissue, tells her to blow hard.
I'm going right past the school, so we'll walk together, shall we?
And so, it's all right. At home time, Ned's waiting for her, holds her hand all the way. He's had a telling off from the head teacher for leaving her, but Jenna doesn't know this. And by the time they get home, she's forgotten the incident. Forgotten how frightened she's been. The only bit she remembers is the plane on the flagstone, and the word, which might be P for plane. Chapter 3. Next day was Saturday.
Where are you going, dear?
Asked Mum, as Jenna shrugged into her jacket.
Library, said Jenna, to find out how you get to be a pilot.
If you wait an hour or so, Dad's taking the car into Keighley. He could drop you off. Haverham was too small to have its own library, so Keighley was where villagers went to borrow books. Jenna shook her head.
It's okay, Mum. I'll get the bus. Dad'll want me in and out of the library in 5 minutes, then drag me round Staples for about 6 hours looking at scanners.
I don't know why you're bothering, growled Ned. He was sitting at the table in his dressing gown, nursing a mug of coffee. I told you, there are no women airline captains. He looked at his mother. Are there, Mum? She shook her head.
I don't know, Ned. I don't think we've flown with one, and I can't remember ever seeing one at an airport, but that doesn't mean there aren't any. Anyway, she smiled brightly, Jenna's following up an interest, and that's always a good thing, even if the interest doesn't last.
It was still early when Jenna got to Keighley. The library had just opened and there was no queue at the inquiry desk. The assistant looked up.
How may I help you?
I want to find out how people get to be pilots.
Fly planes, you mean?
Yes.
Okay. You want the reference section, sports and hobbies. That's the 790s.
She pointed.
Up this aisle, 8th fixture on the left. Come back if you need help.
Jenna frowned, walking up the aisle counting fixtures. Didn't sound right. Sports and hobbies. It's not a sport, flying an Airbus. Not a hobby either. The 790s were near the floor. She squatted, reading spines. There were rows and rows of stuff she didn't want. Abseiling, bungee jumping, camping, canoeing. Every sport in the world except flying. She was ready to give up and go back to the desk, when her eyes came to rest on a battered spine, which had once been white and blue. She could hardly make out the title, but it looked like The Air Pilot's Manual Flying Training. She slid it out, flicked through. It was in sections, with diagrams showing instrument panels and planes, with various parts labelled. Aileron, flap, rudder. The only snag was it seemed to be about little planes, two-seaters. That's probably why it's under sports, she thought. She searched a bit further, but there was nothing about airliners, so she straightened up and took the manual to the desk. The young woman smiled.
Find what you wanted?
Jenna nodded.
Sort of, except it's about small planes and I want to fly big ones. You know, jumbos and that.
Ah, yes. But you see, the woman smiled. I think you'll find all pilots learn to fly small planes first, then go on to bigger ones.
Oh, okay. I'll take this one.